The hottest new smartphone to hit the market is Samsung's Galaxy Note 9, and costing upwards of around $1,500, it's also quite a financial investment, one I would say is worth protecting. And on the line to talk about how to ensure your valuable new phone stays safe is Ken Blood, expert at Phone King. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. Now, the latest smartphones, I mean, they're often marketed as being built from space-age materials. They're waterproof, dustproof. But what's the reality? Should we be treating these things more carefully?
I wish they were, but in reality, it is far from the truth. We, here at Phone King, we do, so on average, between 1,000 to 1,200 repairs a week across our few stores. So they're definitely something that needs protecting.
Wow, that's a lot of repairs. Now, you know, just as I mentioned, the Galaxy Note 9 from Samsung, it is expensive. It's a brilliant device, so it's really nice to look at. So why do I need to tuck it away in, say, a protective case, for example?
Look, it's going to come down to just the sheer size of it. You're right. It is a beautiful phone. That 6.4-inch Super AMOLED screen is large in size. It's what makes the phone so wonderful. But the bigger the phone, the more chance you have to knock it on something, to damage it, and the more expensive it becomes to fix. Repairs for a phone of this size can sort of start to get in and around the upwards of the $600-$700 mark.
All right. So let's say I've just unboxed a new Galaxy Note 9. I want to keep it in amazing condition for all the various reasons you've mentioned. What do I need to be doing to protect it?
It's not a cookie-cut approach. You know, every customer is different. Every customer uses their phone in different ways. When you come into any of our stores, we will get to know how you use the phone, what environments you use the phone in, and then have the right option for you. You know, from a protective standpoint, any of the Pelican offerings or the OtterBox offerings, you'll get good protection all around the phone. And one of the most important things to look for in a protective case is actually a lip that comes up over the front of the LCD. You know, you've got protection all the way around the back and on the sides, but you need that lip over the front. So if the phone ever lands face down, that lip is what's hitting the ground and taking the impact, not your phone.
I thought you could just put butter on your screen and then when you drop the phone, because the butter always lands so that side up when you drop the toast.
Or tape a cap to it so it always lands on the feet or something like that as well, yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of screen protection, does it become a little bit tricky with today's new curved screens? We talk about case there, but there's also available the screen protection that you actually stick on the screen there. Tell me about those and how that works with the latest curved screens.
Absolutely. Look, equally as important, or if not more important nowadays, is having a good quality screen protector over the front. The tempered glass screen protectors that we offer at Phone King actually have five separate layers within that tempered glass. So, you know, any impact that would hit that glass is made to crack and absorb that impact before your screen. I'm really glad you mentioned the part with the curved screens as well, because with the tempered glass, the adhesive that settles that to the screen on the curved ones can only sit around the edge there. And here at Phone King, through all of our testing, we've actually found a way to apply that screen guard, and then we set it on one of our heat pads that our technician use. And it really allows that adhesive to bond with the screen, getting a nice clean contact, which will always stop it from pulling away, but we'll make sure you don't have any touch sensitivity issues, and that all comes with a guarantee in store.
And I know you can buy these screen protectors online, have them, you know, delivered and put them on yourself. I personally like to try and get someone to do it for me, but if anyone is buying one online and putting them on themselves, what's the tip in getting the screen protector right the first time?
If you're doing it online and you're doing it yourself, my number one tip would be buy 30 of them, because you're going to spend 29 of them to get it right.
What are some of the other top smartphone accessories, apart from those that will protect your device, that will maybe enhance the experience?
Look, for me, the number one item that we're seeing with any of the new phones has to be wireless charging. You don't need any cables that can break over time, or if you lose them, you just take your phone, put it straight on this pad, and it will charge wirelessly through the rear of your phone. It's a nice deep charge, it's a fast charge, and it's hassle-free.
Now, Ken, you mentioned that Phone King has a bunch of stores all over Australia, but people can interact and check out those products on your website as well?
Absolutely. Yep. All our products are available online, or if you head into any of our stores, our staff just love talking about tech, gadgets, the different ways you use your phone. Swing by and the guys will happily look after you.
Excellent. That's phoneking.com.au. Ken, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Andy, thank you. Love the site.